And we're scheduled for MoDOT monthly update.
And as a side note, Randy let me know we had a stop sign down, so I immediately sent a text to our supervisor, and he's getting it fixed, so I appreciate the word.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate the help on those things, because those are priority for us anytime we've got a stop sign or yield sign down. So. I guess the big news on the street right now is our statewide cost share made available to us through general revenues. The legislature put it in the budget this year. It's $20 million. They're calling the program Missouri Moves. Some of the rules of engagement are that no district can get more than 25% of the funds, so at the most we could get $5 million. Right now they've got it set up where a third of the money would go towards multimodal, which would be railroads, ports, airports, and pedestrian facilities. It will depend on the number of applications they get and the worthiness of the applications, whether that stays at a full third or not. If they get more roadway applications and they don't get the multimodal applications that seem to fit the idea, then we'll move money over to the roadway. But right now, roadways are two-thirds and multimodal is a third. The applications are due at the end of July. We had a meeting with our planning partners, the regional planning commissions, and the MPO for those Arts Transportation Organization last week. They're just kind of getting feelers out to see who might be interested in pursuing the cost share, because it is at least a 50% match to participate. So they have to find communities that would have those funds available. Again, the applications due July 29th, so we don't have a lot of time. Some of the criteria, there were five areas for receiving points. They have a point scale that adds up to 100. One of them was the type of project. If it was a safety project, it was basically worth 20 points. If it was taking care of the system, you know, maintaining, fell in the middle, and then if it was expanding the system, then it was the least amount of points. Same way with if it's on our system, if it's a roadway project, you get more points for it being on our system. Obviously, the multimodal, they just kind of throw that out on multimodal because most of those modes will not be on our system. The level of participation counted towards points. The more you were able to contribute over the 50%, the more points they would award. And then the benefit to our system, that type of thing, was points. So there was a whole system already set in place. It's all out on the website. It's under MoDOT.org, and then there's a Missouri Moves banner right there, lots of information. But that's the statewide program. That's made available through general revenue, so it's put aside in a separate pot of funds, so we don't mess, you know, we don't mix it up with the roadway trust fund. And we are expecting, that's a 2017 appropriation, so we're expecting that the way, you know, most projects move, unless a lot of communities have shovel-ready projects, that everything's done, the right-of-way is acquired, the plans are done, we probably will have to ask for an extension of that appropriation just because it'll take maybe a year just to get plans and right-of-way and everything lined out. There may be enough communities that already have plans ready that we actually can start construction quickly, but that remains to be seen. We just really don't have a feel for what kind of projects we're going to have come out, and with it being balanced out where only a quarter of the funds can go to any one district, I kind of doubt that any district has, you know, $5 million worth of projects that are ready to go, because this is supposed to be done through the cities and counties and municipal type or government type entities, and not through us. So it wouldn't be plans that we have on the shelf as a MoDOT district. It would be plans that are already ready from a city or county. So I think there will probably be the money will probably be flowing in 2017 and 2018 just to get the projects done. But that's my anticipation. The other program that we will have going within our district, we're waiting for final approval of the STIP next month, which will be the first week of July. But we still have a $5.3 million cost share for rural intersections in our pot of funds that we've set aside. Again, it would be a 50-50 cost share. We are still working out the rules of engagement on our project. Probably be something similar to what the statewide project is doing, but obviously with it just focused on rural areas and focused on intersections, we'll have to have a slightly different point system, slightly different grading system, and there will be more to come on that fairly quickly. So I will make sure you guys are in the loop on that, because literally we are meeting this week to discuss rules and how we're going to distribute the funding. So any questions on either one of those?
The time. When you're talking about the shovel ready, as it pertains to us and our discussions about the roundabout down here, mm-hmm. do we there's a lot of things to be done, and I don't know with us furnishing materials whether you can call that possibly shovel ready or not.
Usually that's in reference to how far along the engineering plans are. If you have to acquire a right of way, if that right of way's been acquired, if you've got the needed environmental clearances, that type of thing, because those are the things that usually eat up the time.
Right.
I believe if we do something down there, would all of the property either be publicly owned, everything down there? I'm not for sure on that.
Yes, it will be. Okay. And the thing that I believe will help out in this situation is to keep you informed about what we're trying to do here is the fact that the High Line mm-hmm. has already been moved and the approval has already been made for a area in there that MoDOT had to get those things approved before they could consider the moving of the High Line, the moving of the intersection. So I would like to see if you can't get a copy for us from the Corps of Engineers of how MoDOT had expanded what they have.
Okay.
MoDOT has went through the process that we'd have to go through mm-hmm. to put the bridge in.
Yes.
So the bridge is moved from one side to the other, so I'm hoping that the study's already been done. Everything could be done. All we'd have to do is start dumping fill in, okay. and that would be shovel ready.
Yeah.
So that's what I would like to find out.
I will check on that, because I really don't know. I don't know how broad those agreements are. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's very specific, down to the quarter acre, or if it's more of a blanket.
Right, the scope of the whole thing. So that'd be something that we would need to know.
I think we've touched on this before, Beth. Have you guys done traffic studies and volume studies for that area?
Yeah, we have, and actually that study recommended a roundabout.
And not a stoplight or anything like that?
Not a stoplight. We've been trying to encourage the use of roundabouts just because they are easier, safer, due to the volumes at that intersection. You have these really peak times when you've got a lot of traffic, and then between, traffic is fairly light. And so I think that's probably why they recommended the roundabout. But I'd have to check with traffic, but that would be my gut feeling on that.
What's the cost of a stoplight?
Depending on what improvements you need to make, we're looking at somewhere between $500,000 to $750,000 probably in this day and age.
That's a lot of money for a stoplight.
I know. But when you add turn lanes and you add different the signals themselves, if everything's already in place, I think you're talking probably $250,000 just for the signals. So, and I haven't priced one recently, but I know what we've kind of been seeing them come in.
My only concern is you're pushing the traffic up to, it's going to cause a problem at this four-way stop, and then that's going to cause a problem at the stoplight at the school. I mean, you're just pushing the problem further up, and right now it has some time to allow the flow to go through.
Yeah.
So do they take that into consideration whenever they do their studies, or they just look at one specific area?
We just looked at the one specific area because that was what we were asked to look at, was do we have a need here?
Yes, you do. Can you do me a huge favor? Can you look at the whole picture in its totality and not just that one specific area?
We can look at it. I can't guarantee you what the timeline will be on that, because I know that staff is very pushed very thin right now, because we are trying to address all the things that we're anticipating coming in, plus the additional.
It's a mistake to push a problem further up.
It
might not. That's why I want to. But you have to look at everything. You can't just look at the.
Yeah, and I don't. I'll be honest. I don't know. I'll check. I'm not sure that we have the software capabilities to do that without literally doing a computer model. We don't do that in district. That would have to be.
And I don't mean to be. You would think that you shouldn't need a computer to find out what it's going to do. Am I wrong?
Traffic flow is very complicated.
Okay.
Before you get too far into that, the city of Forsyth has already looked at expanding the intersection here in front of the courthouse. When this judicial facility was put in, the widening of the road from that point on is the reason that bluff was taken out, as you see, not only for sight, but for the extension of the road that comes out the other side of McDonald's over here, that drops off the lower side of I forget what the name of the project is. I'm sorry, but the city of Forsyth's got all the, at one time had purchased all the homes and everything through there for an existing project. That's been probably 8 to 10 years ago. And it was strictly for traffic volume.
But isn't that state highway?
Do what?
Isn't it a state highway going through there?
Yeah.
So, city, I mean, are they just going to donate it to the state?
The state property and everything had been, the city of Forsyth, the one that was proposing it through their STIP. So that would be who you would check with. It dropped right over the side of the, well, Randy, I don't know whether you know what we're talking about on that or not, but that's the reason we took the part of the bluff off down here, was for that reason.
Beth, any traffic studies, will they include the Forsyth School being in session?
Because
right now it's...
The traffic study that was done at the intersection would have been when school was in session.
Okay.
I don't know what we have on the other intersections, because we probably studied the intersection there at Coy with the light prior to the signal going in, because that's probably what warranted the signal. So I don't know that we've done any studies on that since the signal's gone in. So I'm not sure what our traffic volume counts are there. And then I'd have to look and see what they've done at the four-way, because I'm not sure when it was last studied either, since it is a four-way stop.
Well, I hope it was during while school was in session.
Yeah. Yeah, because if we needed to capture school traffic, then, yeah, we'd have to wait until school goes back into session. But I just need to check with our traffic department. They do that modeling, and I really don't have a feel for what they do and don't need, and if they feel like it would even be productive to try to do that. So